Are you ready to get informed and inspired? This is the Homeschool Hope Podcast, where you are introduced to the people and the products to equip you for your homeschooling journey. Whether you are a veteran homeschooler, are just getting started, or haven't even started yet, this show will give you the hope in the future of home education. Hey everyone, this is Steve Donahue, and this is the episode one of the Homeschool Hope Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to introduce myself and introduce the podcast and what I hope to achieve from it and give you an idea of what you can expect in the podcasts that are coming up. And so let me first of all just introduce myself. Again, my name is Steve Donahue, and I am a pastor. I am a father of five children, four boys and one girl, and I've been married for over 20 years to one woman, my wife Joanna, and we live in Central Virginia, and we've been homeschooling our children since the very beginning, and of course have benefited from that. I'm going to talk a little bit more about our homeschooling journey here in a little bit. And I have, in addition to being a pastor, I have a small business that I operate, See-Through Window Clean, a window cleaning business operating primarily in Richmond, Virginia. And then I try to do some things online. I've got a legacy podcast that I do, and I'll probably be linking over to that, as you'll see on some of the shows that are coming up. And that my goal for that was to be able to get a central location to produce all of the stuff that I put online that have to deal with building a legacy. So a lot right now is basically messages that I put up from my preaching experiences at the church in which I pastor. They go over there. But also I have other things, and especially as the earlier episodes, I have a lot of different variety of things. You might want to check that out over at thelegacypodcast.com. But for most of the information just about me personally and all the various things in which I am involved, the best place to do that is at my main website, which is basically just a hosting site that sends you to other places, but that is at stevedonahue.net. It's stevedonahue.net, not com. If you go to stevedonahue.com, I think it takes you to a college basketball coach. So that's not me, although I like basketball, and but I've never coached, especially at college level. So it's stevedonahue.net, and that will give you some more information about me. Well, let me first just begin by answering some of the questions. Normally, when I have an interview on the Homeschool Hope podcast, I will be asking a series of questions of those that I interview. Some of them will be very standard, basic questions. Others will be more specific based upon the reason for having that guest on. And so I just want to cover some of those for myself to get you to know me a little bit more. And then I can talk a little bit more about what I hope to achieve with the Homeschool Hope podcast. So the reason I got into homeschooling was kind of by default in some ways, although there was some intention involved as well. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do homeschooling-wise. My wife and I had talked about it. She had been a school teacher for a while in the public school systems, but we knew that was not where we wanted to go. We didn't have a lot of money to send our kids to Christian schools. And so when we were trying to figure out what to do, we looked around, and the thing that really changed our minds or persuaded us to homeschool was that when we looked at the kids that were homeschooled and compared them to those that were either Christian schooled or those that were public school particularly, they far and away were better kids. And that's what we wanted. We didn't want just the education, although I think that the education of homeschooling can be far superior. We wanted children that would be able to be raised up in maturity, and crash, especially with good values. And so when we looked at the way in which these children are being brought up, and all of them seem to have one common denominator that we noticed of the ones that we liked and wanted to model our kids after, and that was that they were homeschooled. So that was kind of our initiation into homeschooling. And we had some friends that were already doing it, obviously, and some people that we were acquainted with that were doing it. And so we started doing it with our oldest son at the time. He was the only son at the time, but of course now we've been doing it since then. Now, since that time, I've come to the conclusion that I believe that homeschooling is really the very best way to train up your children and to raise them correctly. And there's a lot of different varieties that you can add to the homeschooling experience based upon the child and the need that they have. And it is really something that has come so far from when it began that there's no reason why anybody can't homeschool. I know that there are some time constraints and the monetary constraints, but those really are not an issue anymore with the variety of material and resources that are available. So that's what kind of got me into homeschooling. Now, my hope, obviously, I have not fulfilled all that I hope to achieve with homeschooling. And so part of the reason for having me do this podcast is that I want to be able to bring on guests that can help me. And by helping me, hopefully they will be able to help those of you who are listening as well. Now, I've been involved in homeschooling now for several years. Obviously, we started homeschooling our first child when he was in kindergarten. He now is he's 18. He'll be 19 in July, so he graduated last May. So that was 18 years plus kindergarten, so 19 years ago. But really, it started before then because, as you might know, and you probably already have experienced, our children start to learn well before they start kindergarten or first grade or whatever age we assign that to them. In fact, they really start beginning from the womb. And so we might say that our children were educated from the date of their birth. And there have been all kinds of challenges that we have faced with homeschooling. To be real honest, I think the greatest challenge that we have faced with homeschooling has been just the discipline in our children and making sure that they are disciplined sufficiently so that they can accomplish what we have for them to do in their schoolwork. And that's more of a character issue than it is actually a schooling issue. And that is something every parent has to deal with, and we're no exception to that. Now, we've also had other challenges when it comes to curriculum. Our children have not liked certain curriculum, and so we've had to change some of that and modify that. And I think now we're still working on it, but I think we've gathered now a curriculum, I think, that will be really to the advantage of all of our children. They seem to be liking it and growing pretty well with it. The way that we overcame the challenge of discipline, and again, we haven't fully overcome this. We're still having the challenge with it, but we just have to be consistent. And to be honest, it's a lot my fault. And, you know, usually if there's a problem in the home, it comes down to the father. And so you'll notice as I go through these episodes and in the future Homeschooling Hope podcast, you'll see that I'm pretty hard on fathers because I believe that the fathers are the leaders in the home. And as the father goes, so goes the rest of the family. And I know that part of the problems that we have had in our homeschooling is because I was pretty absent as a homeschooling father. And I was there for my kids and for my wife in some respects, but in other ways, I was not. And so we're working on that, and I'm hoping to be able to be more involved as time goes along. Now, I have to say that we have already seen some success with our homeschooling. Obviously, my first child is now out of the home. He is doing an internship in a farm, on a farm that is associated. Some of you may know Joel Salatin. It's associated with Joel Salatin and his empire of farmers. And he is learning how to, he's always wanted to be a farmer. He's learning how to do that as an internship. And he's got a good head on his shoulders, loves to read, loves to learn, and is able to do those things and has the skill necessary to journal these things and learn these things, and continues to seek after the Lord through scripture and through his study of the word. And so that's a success story in itself, and I'm hoping that the rest of my children will also be able to see some success in their homeschooling. And we'll be having other success stories on here as we get more interviews, and hopefully they will be able to be an inspiration to you as well. If I were to do things differently in homeschooling, one of the things that I would have done differently is that I would have been involved early on in the homeschooling. I kind of thought that was my wife's role. I was going to be out working and she was going to be homeschooling. And in part, she still is. And obviously, I can't be here all day, every day. And so she does a lot of the responsibilities upon her of oversight. And yet, I just kind of abandoned the whole concept of what curriculum to use and what would be best for our kids and what our goals were in that. And I kind of let her decide all that. And And I think that was an error on my part. And so if we were to do things over, I think that from the very beginning, I would have been more involved in doing that. And right now, I mean, there's a lot of resources that are available. And one of the questions I like to ask the guests, or you'll see that I ask the guests in future episodes, is what resource they like, or what resources have they used, what have they found most beneficial. And there are a great deal of resources that I have found very helpful online. And there are, of course, a lot of free books that can be used online. I have really benefited recently from the Robinson curriculum. And I'll have a link in the show notes to that, as well as to his page, probably in the side banners. But the Robinson curriculum, although you don't necessarily need to buy his whole program, it's a $200 program. The books that he has outlined on his program are phenomenal books, and most all of them are free. And you can download those. And, you know, the resource that is available online with the free books and free homeschooling curriculums and all these kinds of things is an incredible resource. And so I'm really excited about that. And I think that is probably the one resource, the online resource, if you want to lump it all together, would probably be the best resource for homeschooling. And one of the things I'm really excited about right now, and it kind of fits in along with this homeschooling resources, is vocabulary.com. And vocabulary.com is obviously it's a vocabulary building website. And one of the things that my kids have struggled with since day one is building vocabulary. I've tried a bunch of different things, and I was not very well read growing up, and my vocabulary was not very good, as you might imagine. And I have still been trying to build that even to this day, and even through my master's work in seminary and post-master's work and everything else, I felt like there was still a void in my vocabulary strength, and I wanted differently for my children, so I tried to develop some vocabulary for them, and nothing seemed to be working out until I came across vocabulary.com, and vocabulary.com is all free, but it's an intuitive program as well as an incentive-based program. So there's all kinds of incentives in there for when they get to different levels and master different words and things like that. So that makes it fun. It's almost like a game. But it's also intuitive in that it helps the student then find the words and the kinds of words that he needs to work on or she needs to work on, and asks those questions and the words about those questions so that their vocabulary is continuing to grow in areas that they need to have growth of their vocabulary. And it's a great way. All my kids are loving it. They're just learning like crazy using it. And so I'm really happy for that. So that's one resource that I'm really excited about right now. And if I were to give any kind of advice, and I feel somewhat inadequate to give advice about homeschooling, but if I were to give any kind of advice to those who are just getting started, or maybe those who are wanting some advice from me, one of the things that I would say is that you need to keep in mind, and I received this advice from one of my mentors, Greg Harris, who has been involved in the homeschool movement for years. And Joshua Harris is, of course, now highly involved in the Christian movement and written several books. And some of you probably are familiar with him. Well, Greg Harris, of course, is his father. And Greg Harris has been involved in homeschooling since, I think, the 70s. And so he goes way back. And he once said at a conference that I went to about uniting the church and the home, he once said that parents don't need to spend more time with their children. Children need to spend more time with their parents. Now, that may seem like just a semantic word difference, but it's really not. Because what happens is that when parents end up spending more time with their children, they end up doing childish things with their parent or with their kids, and their kids never really grow up. But when children spend more time with their parents, the children end up doing more adult-like things, and they develop maturity. And I really think that that is kind of the heart of homeschooling. The heart of homeschooling is that our kids are beside us. They're not beside the peers, learning the peers and doing the things that their age groups would do, but rather they're with the parents, and they spend time with us in the home and in work and in other areas. And that enables them to grow to maturity. And one of the things that has benefited my children a great deal is they've been able to come to work with me, and they've been able to learn to work like an adult alongside me as their father. And that has been a great asset for them. And they couldn't have been able to do that if they were just homeschooled or if they weren't homeschooled. And so that has been a great benefit to them. And something that I would probably pass on would be that quote by Greg Harris, that parents don't need to spend more time with their children, but children need to spend more time with their parents. And hopefully you found this helpful just to learn a little bit more about me. Now, let me explain a little bit about why I wanted to do the Homeschool Hope podcast. And there's a couple of reasons, but the main reason is that I have been an advocate for homeschooling now for years. And very often when I try to encourage someone to homeschool, I get the response, "Oh, I could never do that." And it's frustrating because I know that they could. And it's because they don't have the resources, they don't know of the resources, they don't think they can, they don't have the information and the inspiration that they need to be able to homeschool. And so, you know, there's going to be some who, even if they have all the information in the world and they're inspired by all the success and everything else that homeschoolers can offer, they're still not going to do it. But I think there's a greater number of them who just need some encouragement. They need some motivation. They need some sound information so that they can make a good decision and they can start homeschooling. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to encourage thousands of homeschooling or thousands of parents to start homeschooling their children and encourage those who are currently homeschooling to stay homeschooling. And so that's kind of the goal, the bottom line goal of the Homeschool Hope podcast. I also want to be able to network with other homeschoolers and stay abreast of what the latest ideas are and the resources and the people and things like that. And so this gives me a way to do that. It gives me a way to branch out and learn some of the other homeschools and network with them and find out what's going on with them. It gives me an opportunity to continue to grow as a person as I interview different guests and learn from them. And so that's another reason why I wanted to be able to do the Homeschool Hope podcast. And so I hope that it becomes a blessing for you, that you're able to find it to be a great resource, and that you are able to pass on the information that you learn here to others, and that they can also get the information and the inspiration that would give them hope in their educational journey with their kids. Stay tuned for more episodes. If you want to go to the website, I encourage you to do that. It's homeschoolhope.com, and there you'll be able to find some affiliate links, as well as the website gets more up into production and we get more and more guests, you'll find all kinds of show notes about the guests and links. And right now I have some links to some homeschool humor that if you haven't seen, you'll probably like those. So check out the website at homeschoolhope.com and stay tuned for more episodes.